The New York Public Interest Research Group, Citizens Union, and others are calling for ending the long Albany tradition of closed-door meetings between the governor and legislative leaders, where they make all major decisions on the budget and other issues. It's known as three men in a room. The groups want a meeting open to the public to discuss ethics reform. Blair Horner is with NYPIRG.
All we're asking is for an open leaders meeting on ethics because that's the way we think a better deal will get done. This is a well-trod path of secret negotiation around ethics with an unsatisfying resolution. Let's try openness.
The groups are seeking major changes in the wake of the arrest and conviction of the two majority party legislative leaders, including banning or strictly limiting outside income and closing loopholes in the campaign finance system that allow for unlimited contributions in some cases. Dick Dady with Citizens Union says the current system, with its unrestricted outside income for lawmakers, is ripe for continued corruption.
If we wanted to design the perfect system for corruption as it relates to legislative compensation, we have it. We pay our legislators too little. We haven't given them a raise in, 18 years?
There is a new pay commission enacted last year that may decide on issuing more regular salary increases. Until less than a year ago, there was no oversight of how lawmakers used or misused the per diem expense payments they receive while in Albany. And the groups say they are too dependent on collecting campaign cash with few restrictions on how it is spent. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says proposals for fixes aren't new.
This isn't rocket science. I mean, we know how to do this. We've given them recommendations after recommendations. So it's not as if they don't know how to do this. They do know how to do it. It is the political will that they lack.
The governor, who spent little time lately at the Capitol, was holding events in New York City and Long Island instead. Cuomo, who's also been traveling around the state to campaign for the $15 minimum wage, has said ethics reform does remain a top priority for him.
I don't know how I could have been any louder on ethics than I was in my state of the state.
In response to the call for an open leaders meeting, a spokesman for the governor did not address the question of whether the meeting would be open or closed, saying instead ethics and campaign finance reform will be discussed. The spokesman for Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, then attacked the reform groups themselves, saying the governor wants greater disclosure of their donors and questioning whether the groups themselves are shadow lobbyists. Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters is a volunteer. She's not paid for her work. She responds to the charge, though, admitting freely that she belongs to a front group.
We're a front group for voters. Well, the voters right now, I think 90% in the last survey, they're saying get this ethics reform done.
And she says information on the League's donors, which consist mainly of its board members, is easily available. Horner with NYPIRG says he's fine with more disclosure and will comply with any new rules that the governor and legislative leaders agree to. If open leaders meetings are to be held, there would be at least one eager participant. The leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says she'll be there.
Ethics is certainly important, and I'd be more than happy to have an open leaders meeting on that and anything else, because I think the more voices we get to the table and the more transparency, the better the outcome.
Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, though, and they've traditionally been shut out of the closed-door meetings, which normally only include the majority party legislative leaders. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.